Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Minnesota Wild and general manager Bill Guerin have been busy indeed. Sarah McClellan covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. Sarah, it's good to visit with you.
Sounds good. Yeah, you too, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for the time. But we are going to talk not first about the Wild, but we're going to talk about someone who spent a long career with the Minnesota Wild. Looks like he has a new team today. Mikko Koivu has landed in Columbus.
Yes, he has signed a one-year deal with the Blue Jackets worth $1.5 million, and he is continuing his NHL career. Obviously, there was some uncertainty about what his next move would be. He even said last month that, you know, he needed to kind of mull it over and figure out what was best for him before committing, you know, to either retiring, you know, pursuing another opportunity in the NHL, or perhaps even returning home to Finland and playing there. And obviously with today's news that he's joining Columbus, he's decided to stick around in the NHL. And, you know, that's a team that has a spot and a role for him at center in a depth role, but kind of needing to, you know, obviously solidify that position. It's kind of been in flux for Columbus this offseason. So he's going to come in and bring experience and just kind of be a veteran presence. So, yeah, it's at some point, you know, obviously we're not sure exactly when next season starts, but at some point, you know, we're going to see him in a different uniform other than the Wild crest that he's worn for 15 seasons, and I'm sure it's going to be a little bizarre and odd to see that, but that's the next step for him. His career, obviously, is not over yet.
Yeah, and it was one of those things, Sarah, where I thought maybe Mikko Koivu would have had enough. They go to Edmonton, were eliminated by the Vancouver Canucks, and returned home, and my thought was, I doubt Mikko Koivu, if he wants to continue to play, would be in a Wild sweater, and he made the decision that he wants to play, and you get the sense by the moves that have been made already by general manager Bill Guerin that he wants to retool this thing, and he is retooling this thing.
He is, exactly. And you know what? I don't think it should be a surprise that we've seen kind of as drastic of a makeover as we have witnessed so far, because this is kind of exactly what Bill Guerin said he was going to do. You know, he certainly gave this roster that he inherited last August when he became GM time to perform. He didn't really make very many changes during the season. And once the team was eliminated from the playoffs and it was off-season mode, you know, he said there have to be changes. Something has to change to get this roster to improve. And he's obviously stuck to that script ever since, not bringing back Mikko Koivu, trading away Eric Staal, and more recently trading away Devan Dubnyk. These faces that have been, you know, longtime pillars, veterans of this roster, are now gone, and it is certainly ushered in a new era for this franchise, a new look for this roster, and, you know, it very well may continue to change based on how, you know, Guerin has showed so far. He isn't afraid to make adjustments. You know, I think the roster as it's constructed now is probably the roster that starts next season. You know, everybody's kind of signed and locked in place, and a trade could change that, but it looks like this is the group, and, you know, how it performs next season will probably determine then how much change follows next offseason.
Sarah McClellan joining us, covers the Wild for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. So Mikko Koivu moves on, signs with Columbus. Did you get any sense, Sarah, on how all that went down? I know I'm not trying to create drama, but was there any bad blood between general manager Bill Guerin and Mikko Koivu in this parting of ways? Because he did have this long, you know, the franchise has been around, what, 20 years? And Mikko has been a part of it for 75% of that. So this is kind of a pillar of this franchise and its history, and they parted ways. From outside looking in, it seemed a bit abrupt.
I think there were some signs of the writing on the wall that, you know, there was maybe obviously going to be a divorce. You know, I think just looking at his on-ice role last season, it diminished, and it wasn't as prominent of a responsibility for Koivu that we've been used to. He obviously went from being one of the top centers on this team to playing on the fourth line. His minutes dropped. And although he was still used in penalty killing, he just wasn't used in as vital of a situation, you know, power play, end of game, that we've been, you know, accustomed to seeing him in. So you could kind of start to see, I think, you know, the seeds of change that, okay, maybe this is a team that's deciding to go in a different direction. And Koivu was aware, obviously, that, you know, he wasn't in the same role that he had been in the past. Having said that, you know, when he did get the news and, you know, he was informed that he wasn't going to be back, it still took time. You know, he said a couple weeks for that to really sink in. And, you know, it really did stir mixed emotions. So I know he understands that's part of the business. And although, like I said, you could maybe see the signs that, okay, this wasn't going to be a fit beyond the season. I think you're right. The fact that he had been here so long, you know, was really the face of the franchise. Whenever it was going to be time for these two sides to part ways, it was still going to be, you know, tough news to take. And it certainly took Koivu a while to wrap his brain around that.
A big signing for general manager Bill Guerin as he makes a change. Number one goaltender will be Cam Talbot coming in. What is Guerin like about Talbot with Devan Dubnyk moving on? Let's talk about his game a little bit. And certainly goaltending is huge, goes without saying.
Yeah, it was a big, obviously, need that needed to be addressed, you know, yesterday in free agency once the NHL signing period opened. And Cam Talbot was obviously someone on the team's radar. And I think just the fact that he kind of resurrected his career last season in Calgary was appealing for the Wild to know that he's proven that, you know, he can be a go-to guy in net. He'd been that guy earlier in his career. You know, obviously he broke into the league in New York with the Rangers, was traded to Edmonton, and that's where he really got his first shot at being a number one goalie. He did well at that job for a few years, but then fell off and was traded to Philadelphia, and then had to, you know, reestablish himself and his career, like I said, last season with the Flames in Calgary. He wasn't that team's starter, you know, when the season started and for the regular season. He only played, you know, every now and then. But he really committed himself to training during the pandemic, during that stoppage when the season was on pause. And when it was time for the season to resume, you know, Calgary went with him. He was their goalie. Despite not being their go-to guy during the season, he was the one who played in the playoffs and was their best player. So I think, you know, that resurgence coupled with his body of work that, you know, he's proven he can be a number one goalie in this league really convinced the Wild that, you know, he was the one they had confidence in taking over this crease from Devan Dubnyk.
And Alex Stalock had a deal in place and I would assume would slide back into his role as a backup.
Yes, that's totally how it looks. I know there was kind of some talk of some competition between Stalock and maybe the prospect Kaapo Kähkönen, but, you know, I think Talbot's addition for 3 years, that's the length of his contract. It enables Kähkönen to really develop in the minors. The Wild doesn't have to rush him. That's not to say he doesn't get some NHL face time next season, but it does look like a Talbot-Stalock tandem is the way this team's going to move forward. And I think it's encouraging for the team, not only with, you know, Talbot coming in to get this new opportunity, but Stalock's coming off a career year. And so the reinforcement there after his most recent showing is encouraging.
Sarah McClellan joining us, covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. Sarah's been very busy. Mikko Koivu news today. And then, of course, circling back around on the Wild front today, Jordan Greenway, the two-year, $4.2 million deal. And you have details of that online. Does that pretty much, as you alluded to, kind of dot all the I's, cross all the T's for the Wild at this point?
Yes. You know, he was kind of the last regular on the roster who needed a new contract. There's a few players in the minors who still need to get deals done, Kaapo Kähkönen being one of them. But with this signing today, Greenway getting a two-year, $4.2 million contract, it looks like the roster is set. And the lineup that, you know, will be iced next season, whenever that happens, is in place. So he was a restricted free agent, and this is really a prove me something type deal for Greenway. Obviously, he's still young in his career, 23 years old, but he really feels he hasn't, you know, revealed his true potential yet in this league. And so I think a shorter term deal like this gives him that chance to come back and really be a big physical presence that he needs to be night in, night out. And that obviously could set him up for, you know, his next contract, perhaps a longer commitment. But he's been kind of focused on that, and he's been training since the playoffs ended. He's still in Minnesota. And so I think he's pretty motivated to come in and show, you know, the type of player he can be, because we've only seen flashes of it so far. Like I said, big frame, 6'6". He really has the tools to be an imposing, physical, kind of hard to handle player out there. And it just hasn't happened consistently enough. That was the Wild message to him. And unlike some other young players, Luke Cunning got traded, Ryan Donato got traded this offseason, Greenway is back, and he's getting that chance to really prove himself and kind of carve out a home with this team and in this lineup.
And Sarah, you brought it up earlier, and I want to finish on this point. We really don't know when camp will open and when the 2021 season will get underway. Is there any inkling? Will it be by maybe camp sometime in November, preseason games in December, regular season January 1? Do we have any idea?
Well, you know, initially the target was to have camps open in mid-November. November 17th, I believe, was the initial target date. But that was with a December 1 start. Now we've come to learn that the league is eyeing a January 1st start date. And they haven't set the parameters for training camp. But if that's the case and that's the goal, I think you'd expect training camps to then, you know, obviously start sometime in December. Having said that, I think these are all moving targets right now. You know, I think there's still so much uncertainty. It doesn't sound like the format or how this season will be played has been, you know, obviously thoroughly discussed yet. The bubble worked for the playoffs. I don't know if that's obviously a feasible setup for, you know, the duration of a season. So there's still a lot of mystery, I think, surrounding next season. So January 1st is the target date. But, you know, it could slip further beyond that.
All right, Sarah, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update. I know you've been very busy, so thanks for taking the time out.
No problem. Take care, Steve.
All right. Sarah McClellan covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. Her work online at startribune.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.